That's the start of the
episode. That's not getting it out.
Yo, listen. Hell yes. Here's the story about a little guy that lives in a blue world, and all day and all night, and everything he sees is just
the
blue,
what?
Like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette, and everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around, cause he ain't got nobody to listen to.
This is way better than last week's episode. Definitely better. I'm in, dude. Like, sign me up. Like, I just wasn't sure, like, is that an intro, like, is this the original and that's the intro to the original?
Yeah.
Like, because you never hear this version of it, right? Like, you always hear just...
You know, weird remixes or just...
Yeah. Well, with that... Hey everybody, welcome to Man Room Radio. This is episode 2.41, and I'm your host, Levi. This is the podcast where we're sitting in my garage talking about whatever we want, all right? I've got one host with me here, Gio.
That was Blue by Eiffel 65. Fun fact of the day.
Uh-oh.
And with me, another host, a man who once drank an entire bottle of Sriracha, and that's the end of that story. Ryan.
Yeah, that song was Blue by Eiffel 6. Man, you really... Oh. Hi.
another fun fact. What do you guys think they're saying right there? I'm blue.
If I was green, I would die.
Oh, I just thought it was like, I'm blue, da-dum-dee-a-dee-dum-da-da-dee-deem-da-dee.
One of you is way closer than the other, and it's Levi.
It is Levi.
It's like Red Hot Chili Peppers. Is he the one who does a lot of that stuff? Like, he sings like... weird stuff for no reason, and mm-hmm. then it makes no sense. Am I right?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Okay. Yeah, there's a song where he literally goes, ching chong, ching chang chu, because it rhymed with whatever the last word was, and he didn't have any lyrics, so... Mm-hmm.
I've never written music, but I feel like that's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, like...
Like, just make it happen.
Those guys that are doing that, like, they, you know, they take songs, and then they change words a little bit to just make it fit.
Yes.
Like, they're doing it right. Or like Korn, right? Like you just get up there and...
Is that the one I was thinking of.
All right, well, welcome to the question show.
Yeah. Or like Lion King.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm behind.
What's going on with you?
I don't know, it was a weird day.
Do you want to talk about topics from last week too? Or?
Yeah, I can bring stuff up from last week.
So on the question show...
I'm sorry, man.
I'm assuming this show is where Gio... asks us questions.
This is the question segment.
So Gio and I used to ask each other questions all the time when we drove to work together in the car.
Yeah.
So this is our way of letting the listeners experience a little bit of that joy.
Absolutely.
What kind of questions are these?
All right,
I don't know. Hit me.
What? What smells remind you of your childhood?
Febreze.
All of it? Like, come
no,
on.
No, not all of it. No, specifically, Febreze reminds me of playing Gran Turismo, but when my Cocker Spaniel, like, caught a bird or something and got diarrhea all over the house, but it was mostly in the main room.
Just took a turn.
Yeah.
This is why you don't buy Cocker Spaniels.
Okay, but so there was a lot of diarrhea in that part of the house where I played Gran Turismo, and so we cleaned it up to the best of our ability, but it still smelled a little bit. It was clean, but, like, it still lingered, so we used Febreze, like, in the morning. And so when I would play, it smelled like Febreze. And now when I smell Febreze, it makes me think of playing Gran Turismo with dog shit.
Along the same lines, I have one.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I've ever said that out loud before.
So, you know that's... I don't know if you guys... All right, so you know that smell... like if you're in a chair too long and you get up.
What?
Yeah, it's like butt smell. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
No, what?
Like if someone's... It's not necessarily always your chair. It's not necessarily your chair. Maybe it like someone got up next to you and you just smell like a whiff of like... kind of
like butt?
Yeah, like a little bit of butt smell. No?
That reminds you of your childhood?
I remember wrestling one time and some kid sat on my face while we were wrestling.
Well, that was actually butt smell.
Yeah, so butt smell just reminds you of getting wrestled like and sat on. So, Deep Dark Secret Night.
There we go.
Yeah, I think that might be on the line and should have been saved.
I didn't anticipate that going there, but just yours just triggered me.
I'm playing video games with dog shit.
Both of you guys have poop memories. Mine is not.
I have other ones, but...
You know the spice... have you ever smelled cumin?
I know of it. I don't know what it smells like.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to identify it.
Got it. It smells like my grandfather.
Whoa. Huh.
So weird. I don't know why, but... it makes me remember my grandfather and the house that he owned when we were growing up. Actually, that he built in Escondido.
Rad.
Wow.
That got torn down.
Rad.
Thanks a lot, Sam.
Not rad.
I have a smell that reminds me of my grandfather, and it's not cigarette smoke. It's specifically Marlboro 100 lights.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Like, did he smoke those?
Yeah, that's what he smoked. And so... I could be walking around a bar or outside of a bar, and like there could be five people smoking five different cigarettes, and I'd be like, somebody smoking Marlboro 100 lights, and it's just that's what he smoked, and so it just bing, it reminds in my head. Yeah,
childhood, right? Like, I don't know if I have any more. I'm really sad that the one I thought of was the one I thought of. Like that's really sad to me.
The butt smell chair.
Yeah,
I've never smelled butt smell out of a chair.
Dude, or like jeans that maybe you wore too long? Like, is that a thing?
No, dude. What?
I'm just trying to think of how you might have gotten to that point.
Like, I know what butt smell is. It's like poop.
No, right? It's like, not. It's what? Not quite to poop
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, it's like...
What do you I mean it's not to...
It's not quite to poop yet. Like, it's not
because
quite
otherwise
there.
It would just be called poop smell.
It's not poop smell. It's just like... Yeah, it's not.
All right.
Someone out there will know what I mean.
Okay.
There's that one... that you're out there. I know. And you don't have to fess up. I'm sorry I did, but... All right, let's go on. So, have you witnessed any cringeworthy moments lately?
Well, my friend did just admit that he was sat on his face and enjoyed the smell.
No, I didn't... Whoa! Can we not put words in someone's mouth?
Sorry, it reminded him of his childhood.
Reminded him of a moment in his childhood.
That he enjoyed.
That flashed, but no!
Oh.
Brian's the villain of this episode.
Oh, I'm pushing buttons.
On LinkedIn...
Yeah,
I'm following this one guy, and he's like he works at some safety company. So they always show videos of like people getting hurt on the job.
Ooh.
And there's two recently that are just brutal. And the one is this like construction worker climbs up on this scaffolding, and he climbs up, and he's way up there. And then later in the video, a crane comes by and hits it, and this body just drops on the floor. And the other one is this guy. He's pushing this wall down, and you can see in the video there's a wire on the wall.
How's he pushing it? With his hands?
With his hands, yeah. He's got his hands, he's pushing this wall. It's just a wall. There's nothing else there. Like, there's no other... He's
pushing on a wall? I'm just confused. Why is he pushing on a wall?
It's like a broken down house, and he's, like, trying to, like...
Oh, he's trying to knock it over.
He's trying to knock down this wall, right? And so, yeah, I guess it's hard to explain it.
Sure, sure.
Some dude's pushing a wall.
You can see there's a wire up there.
You can see there's a wire, and you can't see what's behind him. And he pushes this cement wall down, and the wire's connected to another cement wall, and it comes down right on top of this guy.
Oh, just man. I hate those videos because I'm always wondering, like, what happened to that person?
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know why. This might be not true, but I always feel like they wouldn't show it unless that person was still alive.
Right. Like, after I watch it, I'm like, did I just watch somebody die? No, there's no way they would release that if they died. Like, but they're obviously okay, I guess.
Do you guys have any more cringeworthy moments? Because I can segue into our other question really easily right now.
Well, that was just one, right?
Yeah. You said recently, right?
Yeah, like lately.
I saw one today. It was a GIF that somebody sent in like a chat. And it was some guy in a third world country, but he is obviously barefoot all the time because he's got these gnarly calluses on his feet. And he's just taking a machete and, like...
A machete?
Yeah. And carving his foot, like, all of the hard skin and callus. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, God. Oh, please stop. And it's just... They're just having conversation that I don't understand.
Is he, like, cooking him?
No, I'm like, oh, God.
I mean, theoretically, couldn't you?
I guess you can cook anything.
Carnitas.
Oh, my God.
How do you think they make carnitas, Ryan?
Not like that.
Don't know if you were there at the factory when it got packaged.
Okay. Oh, dude.
But so that made me cringe today.
That's cringy.
Yeah.
Any non, like, injury-related cringes? Like, someone did something really socially awkward that you were like, ooh, or, like, embarrassed for them or anything like that? I don't have any.
Not recently. But I think in high school somebody said, I love you to the teacher.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's a prime example of a cringeworthy moment for me. Yeah.
Okay, I love you. Oh, God. Everyone's like, oh, God.
Yeah. Or like someone raising their hand and being like, thanks, Dad, to the teacher.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is cool. So, do you guys have any life hacks you can share? Or like life, first aid, restaurants, eating, any kind of hacks or cheats or things that have made your life easier that like just are different than the traditional way of thinking or conventional?
Yeah, my family budgets with cash. So we create our budget and then any of our spending money, we pull it out in cash.
Okay. So do you guys, when you do your budget, do you do it all, you pull out all your cash and like put it in envelopes or?
Yep, we put it in envelopes and there's like grocery money and then we get our fund money. And then that's pretty much it.
And then the rest gets dispersed where it needs to go.
The rest gets dispersed, yeah.
That's very cool. That is a really good hack.
No.
What? You had one. Okay. Let it out. Don't be that guy.
Well,
don't be Mr. Keeper.
I've always wanted to put my shirts in my closet. Whenever I put them in for the beginning of the year, put all the hooks facing me. And then as I do my laundry, put it so that the hooks are facing away from me. But it drives me crazy and I can't do it. So
to see like which shirts that I actually wear.
Yeah, and then at the end of the year, all the hooks facing you donate or whatever because you didn't wear it in a year, which makes sense. And I've always wanted to do that. And every time I try, I just, oh God, no, I can't have the hooks backwards. So I put them on the same way as all the other hangers, so it doesn't even work for me. But I've heard it works for people, but not for me.
I definitely would have a few that stayed facing the other way the whole year.
And then you just donate those and you make room in your closet.
I also organize my tools in my garage via a system called 5S.
Absolutely awesome.
Yeah, if you have the chance to look up how to 5S, I would strongly recommend it.
Develop OCD, like from last episode.
I don't think it has to do
with
OCD.
It's just like, OCD,
it's
right?
Conventional.
No,
like,
5S isn't. You've seen 5S. Anytime you buy a toolkit, you've seen it. Because you open up the toolkit and it has little slots that things fit in. That's 5S in a sense. But there's a little more theory behind it. You can read about it yourself if you go online and type in 5S organization. You can see how to do it. I have all my tools up on my little tool area. There's a little outline of where the pliers go, and everybody knows where the pliers go.
It's super cool.
When my wife takes the drill, I know it's gone, and I go say, hey, where's my drill? And then she knows that she needs to put it back.
Do you have any hacks, Gio?
No, man. Like, I'm trying to think of
I got another life hack.
Let's go.
Light beer.
Yeah, like, that's just a life hack.
Ditch those IPAs, and when it's time to do some drinking, get that Bud Light out.
Yeah, like, if you just want to maybe catch, if you're just trying to hang out for a little while, have your IPA, and then switch right on over.
Yeah. I'm not saying don't drink IPAs ever, or, like, the heavy beers, because they're good. I acknowledge that. But if you're looking
to crack a lot of cold ones with the boys.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
You want to be moving to the light beers. You want to be doing the Mexican beers or the Bud Lights.
Absolutely.
But not Miller, right? Like,
Like, I've always been like, I should give Miller a try, but then I never want to.
Dude, I gave Miller a try this last weekend. Horrible mistake.
Yeah. Cringeworthy moment?
Okay, yes. Cringeworthy moment is me in the bathroom at 1 a.m. up at the cabin. Luckily, I was the only one there to experience that.
If you're painting like the walls, if you're repainting a house, do it without your shoes on.
What?
Because that way, if you accidentally step in paint, you feel it immediately instead of tracking paint all over from the bottom of your shoe all over the floor.
Okay, fair. Sure. Like, if you're not lining the whole thing with newspaper or whatever.
Right, but even if you are, like, if you're wearing shoes and you step in paint, you could go into a different room that you're not painting.
Yeah.
And now there's paint tracked all over the place. But if you're not wearing shoes, you feel it on your foot, so you know to wipe it off.
Or just refuse to paint the house and have your wife do it.
Life hack. All right, I'm moving on. Turns out we don't know. We're still learning life, so.
Ultimate life hack. Just have your wife.
Okay,
do it.
This one I'm excited to hear your guys' response. What crime would you commit if you knew you would get away?
I've always wanted to rob a 7-Eleven.
Just like a 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Run me through it. I'm at the register.
Okay, listen.
Welcome to 7-Eleven, sir.
Listen. No.
Thank you for coming in today.
Let me tell you something
right
now.
Check out my fine snacks and delights.
This
I have
is like
cold beverages in the back.
That's not how it goes when you go to 7-Eleven. Usually the guy's half stoned.
Hey, what's up, man? You want a lottery ticket?
No, listen.
Cold ones.
Chips.
Spicy bite.
Like, all I want to do is go in and, like, there's a few people with me, okay? It's like a heist.
You got a crew for a 7-Eleven heist?
Yeah, I got a crew for a 7-Eleven heist, all right? At least two.
All right,
or four.
Hey, guys, what's up? Welcome to 7-Eleven.
No, this isn't role-playing, okay? This is me telling you how I perform my 7-Eleven heist, okay?
I don't think that... Just go. This is your
So, thing. This is the thing. You put the gun up to the guy, right?
What are you doing, man? That's a gun.
Okay. Once again, this is an RP...
I'm done. Whoa!
You take his phone.
Okay.
All right, you take his phone. You don't take any money. You get him out of the counter.
How do you get his phone?
You put a gun into his forehead and say, give me your phone.
Oh, shoot. Okay, all right.
All right.
And then you kick him out?
And by the way, this is not at like 7-Eleven on Grand Avenue. Like, you're out in the desert where there's no customers at this point. Like, you're looking for...
The one 7-Eleven that's about to go out of business.
Yes, that's who I'm after. Low-hanging fruit.
You're going to get away with this, man.
Yeah, I know I am.
So pick the busy one.
No, I don't want to pick the
busy one. Like, someone's like, hey, man, here's your car.
This
no matter
is the
what
one
you
I
do,
want.
You're
no,
free.
Can you just let me finish this?
I'll let you live your thing. I'm sorry.
Okay, if it's somewhere else, fine, but... This is in my mind where it's absolutely realistic for me to get away with this.
Okay.
You gotta, like, chain his hands behind his back, right? And you lock him in the bathroom.
Dude.
Okay?
This isn't robbing of the 7-Eleven. This is kidnap.
No. I'm not taking him anywhere. I'm just locking him up and putting him in the bathroom.
What am I doing in here, man?
Okay? Then you're free to rob the store, okay?
Yeah, you get all the hot Cheetos you want.
Yes! I'm taking a bunch of stuff. I'm taking a bunch of hot Cheetos, taking a bunch of jerky, taking a bunch of, you know, a bunch of, like, Bud Lights.
Yeah, money. Case of beer. Yeah, just leaving the money.
And I'm leaving. And you know why I'm doing it? Because the joy on the police officer's face when he finds the guy locked in the bathroom when he returns.
And no money missing.
Yeah, no money. He's like, oh, these guys must have just been really hungry.
Oh.
No, if I'm robbing a place, it's for the thrill of it. It's not for the money.
What you get.
Yeah.
Oh. I can't think of anything that isn't robbery. Is there like,
yeah, like, no, maybe just drive really fast, but you can go to the Autobahn and that's legal, you know?
Yeah, or like
rig the lottery, but that's still like stealing from somebody.
It wouldn't be rig; it'd be insider trading.
Yeah, but that's still stealing.
It's still stealing. Like, what other? Now we're on. What other crimes are there?
Fraud,
murder.
Yeah, but those aren't as fun.
God, Ryan, that's dark.
Yeah, bro, why'd you go? God. Everyone already knew. That was the unsaid one.
Yeah, like...
Well, now it's said.
Not Deep Dark Secret Night.
Oh. That's why I didn't bring it up.
Deep Dark Movie. You're like, actually, I just want to get away with this murder, but I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, because I don't want anybody...
Gio's going to make me RP it.
Premeditated.
Yeah, I would just... I'd do something similar to you, man. I'd rob somewhere or...
Fort Knox. Vegas.
Do like a Ocean's 11 heist. I'd do something like that.
Or if I was going to rob a bank, the way I would rob a bank is I would kidnap like a family. And then I would make one of the family members go rob the bank.
Oh, to get out of being kidnapped or whatever?
Right. It's like I'll release your family if you go if you go rob this bank. That way if he gets caught,
Both of these, I feel like, would be great movies.
One of them's called Swordfish.
Oh, okay, yeah. And the other one's called 7-Eleven?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that what happens in Swordfish?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. What was the last thing that really pissed you off? Anything grind your gears lately? Pinch your pickle?
Yeah.
Cinch your satch?
the phrases you're using right now.
Pinch
your pickle. Where do you get this crap?
Satch?
Dude, they're very common phrases. Anything wiggly or waggly?
No, I've actually been pretty joyful lately.
People not doing what they're supposed to be doing pisses me off sometimes.
Okay, I went to the grocery store yesterday.
All right, yeah, here we go.
Walk in. I'm with my sister.
That pisses me off too.
And I said, hey, we should probably get a cart. We're going to get some stuff. No, just get a basket. We're just getting a few things. Okay, if the basket becomes heavy, I don't want to hold it, I said. because I know it's going to happen.
Right.
We get in there. We're shopping. She goes, fine, I'll hold it. Hold it. This is getting pretty heavy. Will you help me hold this? And I said, no, that's why I said we should have gotten a cart. And she said, well, I literally can't hold it, Gio. You're not going to help me? And I was instantly pissed off. We should have just... So I went and got a cart, and we put the basket in the cart. But that was this week.
I'm glad.
Are you kidding me,
man? It was an alarm.
I'm glad you took that situation by the haunches, you know, and you didn't baby your little sister.
No, we went and got a cart and shoved the basket in there.
Yeah.
You just put the basket in the cart?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
wouldn't you?
That's the
I also,
answer.
I also said this is the exact situation I was trying to avoid when I said we should have gotten a cart.
There was a lady at the drive-up ATM today.
Uh-huh.
That was obviously there before I showed up because I drove up behind her. She was already stopped. She was already there. And as I pull up, I'm waiting maybe 20, 30 seconds. And I look over and she's on her phone, looks in her side view mirror, sees me, and then puts her ATM card in the machine. I was like,
she was just
are you kidding me? Because I was in a rush. I was like, I need to get out of here. And she's just taking her time. Like, I like to take my time, but not at the expense of other people. She didn't even start her stuff until I could have been in, deposited, and out.
So I really cinched your satch.
Oh, my satch was so cinched.
If anybody, like, tries to rush me when I'm in my car, I take my time to inconvenience them.
Yeah, like, all right, buddy, here, we're doing this.
Oh, yeah, you want to ride my tail? Get a good look at my tail.
Because you're going to buckle up.
Yeah.
Like, slow get down. Used to it, because I'm going the speed limit.
I had a guy at the next drive-thru. I heard the girl goes, welcome to wherever you are. How can I take your order? And he went, he was on his phone and just gave the speaker, like, the 1 second finger. And I'm like, there's a line of people behind you right now.
Bro.
Waited. He rolled up his window. I'm like, laid on the horn.
All right, last one.
Last question. Hit me.
An urban legend is coming true tonight. Which one are you praying it isn't?
The Jersey Devil.
What? What's the Jersey Devil?
It's like a demon that lives in Jersey.
Slender Man.
I don't know very many urban myths.
Once I watched this show about like the Jersey Devil, and they had like what they said was footage of it, and it's like this dark road in the middle of the night in Jersey, and there's this light at the top, and they just swear it's the Jersey Devil, and obviously it's just a light, but it was still young and scary to me. Oh. So, and then in between they show pictures of like artwork of the Jersey Devil, and it's really scary, so I'm terrified of the Jersey Devil.
Holy smokes. I just know Slender Man hides in the shadows in the distance, and then like convinces you to do stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like gets in your head. Like, these two girls, like, murdered their friend because they blamed it on Slender Man.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't want to be, like, something only you can see that's, like, speaking in your head that makes you do stuff. Like, I'm mm-hmm. out. So, anyways, Ryan's just said the, what, Chupacabra?
Yeah, totally, the Chupacabra. No, that's real.
Okay, got it. Bigfoot, yes or no?
In.
Absolutely.
In?
Yeah.
In. High fives with Bigfoot. Hey, guys, if you're a new listener, thanks for joining us. We, do this all the time, so you should come by more often. Check out our Facebook at facebook.com/manroomradio. Send us an email at manroomradio@gmail.com. Shoot us a question, topics, top 10 minus 5 thing you'd like us to do. Check out our Instagram. And if you like the show and want to support us, check out patreon.com/manroomradio. Hit me!
We are the pirates. We don't do anything. We just stay home and lie around. And if you ask us to do anything, we'll just tell you we don't do anything. But I've never been to Cleveland, and I've never been to Denver, and I've never been to Chicago, and St. Louis or St. Paul, and I've never been to Moscow, and I've never been to Temple, and I've never been to Boston in the fall. Because we're the pirates, we don't do anything.
BJ!
We just stay home and lie around. And if you ask us, do anything, and I never always